are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the fresh sound of the Hammond Jazz Organ, we find our way into a new episode of Neon Jazz. That was hard bop and soul jazz organist Shirley Scott with the 1964 song The Funky Fox off her album called Blue Flames. The Queen of the Organ was best known for working with primarily two sax players. For one, her husband, Stanley Turrentine, and the other was Eddie Lockjaw Davis. The Philadelphia native loved the organ playing of the great Jimmy Smith. She also played piano and trumpet before moving on to the Hammond B3 organ, her main instrument and mainstay over the years. As the years wore on, she decided to go ahead and get into teaching. In the 1980s, she became a jazz educator and became a hugely respected member of the Philadelphia jazz community. In the end, her death became quite a spectacle. She passed away in 2002 from heart failure that was brought on by the diet drug Fen-Phen. As a result, she won an $8 million settlement in 2000 against the American Home Products, the makers of this drug. But the damage was already done several years before her death. Where the money may not make a difference, the music certainly does, and her music will live on forever and ever. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town so full of jazz, we built the world's only Hall of Fame and clubs all over this town of ours to accommodate that thirst, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, poised with a whole lot of jazz from folks like Thelonious Sphere Monk. Here he is with the tune Panonica off a 1962 sampler LP that's quite good. Thank you.
Brian Heinlein, professional trombone player from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was multi-talented saxophonist, flutist, vocalist, composer, and educator Camille Thurman with the song Indigo Moments off her newly released 2014 album called Origins. The lush, velvety sound of her tenor saxophone has led her to be compared to tenor greats like Gene Ammons and Stanley Turrentine. Over an already memorable career, she has performed with Dr. Billy Taylor, Benny Golson, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Nicholas Payton, and many others, and she will continue to perform with the best in the business. Oh man, this next cat is one of the best on the skins. With the 1960 song Giuliano, here's Max Roach off his EP Quiet As It's Kept. Thank you.
Hiya, everybody. This is Cato, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Woody Herman alumnus and trumpeter Mr. John Van Orr with his band The Abstract Truth with the 2013 song called Footprints off his CD called Culture. And he's made quite a few of those footprints in the jazz world. Along with Woody Herman, he was in the trumpet sections for Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, Michael Legrand, Louis Belson, and many others. These days, he is the director of music at the Widener University. He has also recorded and produced for EMI, Wyndham Hill, Miramax, and he continues to produce many great tunes on his own. From the early days of OK Records, specifically from 1923 to 31, here's Mike Markle with his orchestra with the tune Who'd Be Blue.
Thank you.
That was the tenor sax man out of Toronto, Canada, Mike Murley, with the 2003 song Creature of Habit. He is a member of the celebrated jazz ensemble The Shuffle Demons and leads a handful of other projects on his very own. Along with being a gifted sax man, he is a professor of jazz these days at the University of Toronto. As a testament to his Canadian jazz power, he has won multiple Juno Awards for his music that would be the equivalent of our Grammys. This next cat is one of the finest to ever grace the jazz mic. Here's Eddie Jefferson with the 1952 song OG off his EP Body and Soul.
OG, I'm in misery. My cool fine baby has taken a powder on me. Without a word, she up and left. And now I'm watching television by myself. No word, she was leaving. Now I am grieving about my sweet little baby. I'm nearly crazy. Oh, gee, just what could it be that made my sweetie turn the cooler on me? She left me flat, and that is that. But still, I like to have my loving baby back. She mailed me the keys. Won't somebody help me please to find my baby, my pretty baby? She would never be content out there all alone. And I would gladly take her back if she would only phone. I'm screaming, oh, gee, just what could it be that made my baby turn a damper on me? She told her friends that we were through. I sure would like to ask that woman, what did I do to make her desert me? Oh, gee, it hurt me when I lost my baby. I'm nearly crazy.
alone. And I would gladly beg her back if she would only phone. I'm screaming, oh, gee, why I didn't see that one day this would ever happen to me. She told her friends that we were through. I sure would like to ask that woman, what did I do to make her deserve me? Oh, gee, it hurt me when I lost my baby, my pretty baby. Oh, gee, just what could it be? Oh, gee.
Again, that was the great innovator of vocalese, Eddie Jefferson, with the tune O.G. from way back there during Truman's administration in 1952. And now we fast forward to 2007 for our final track on this Hour of Jazz Together. Here's drummer Carl Allen and bassist Rodney Whitaker with their song Summer, the Sweet Goodbye, off their album called Get Ready. And with that, we are about ready to let go of summer and leave this show. Before that, we have something to say. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who prefers to say hello rather than goodbye, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard on the show? Let us know what you think. Or not. You can contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Neon Jazz.